This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I am Lata Jha and welcome to the latest episode of our show Business of Entertainment, your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment, at the movies, on TV and on streaming platforms around you. Hindi films have seen a relatively muted response during the Diwali week, despite movie theatres operating at full capacity for the first time in nearly 3 years during the festivals. Bollywood offerings including Akshay Kumar's Ram Setu and Siddharth Malhotra's Tara, Thank God, released last Tuesday, were anyway not being touted as family entertainers that could draw crowds in huge numbers across demographics. The two films that had earned over 47 crore and 23 crore respectively at last count are making for the dullest Diwali in years. In 2021, when states like Maharashtra were still operating theatres at 50% capacity, Kumar Suryavanshi had reported lifetime collections of 195 crore. Box office numbers for Hindi films are 25 to 30% lower this time, according to trade experts, as none of the new films are franchise-based, like previous Diwali offerings such as Golmaal, Houseful or Suryavanshi. Ram Setu, with its 2.5-hour length, is the bookish classroom lecture on the need to preserve one's cultural heritage no one asked for. With incoherent mythological text references, large parts of the film are simply tedious, and others on how there is urgent need to protect Hindu culture, plain laughable. Thank God, on the other hand, intended to be a comedy, doesn't offer as many laughs as it would like. Malhotra's forced attempts at mass comedy are downright odd, though nothing compared to Kumar's wig in Ram Setu. The post-pandemic box office recovery hasn't been as robust in India's smaller towns as it has in big cities, despite a handful of hits like Brahmastra, RRR and Gangubai Kathiawadi. Trade experts and theatre owners say these films, touted to have managed significant revenues, benefited from high ticket prices in multiplexes, failing to find an audience in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. On the other hand, small towns continue to be deprived of commercial, mass market fare, with Bollywood's most recent star vehicles, Vikram Vedha and Dr. G, failing. As far as web offerings go this week, Amazon Prime Video is premiering the third season of romantic drama Flames. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Till then, stay safe. Thanks for tuning in.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.